and gentlemen, I make absolutely no promises about my language because I was really pissed off about the first offsides, which I only understand 10% of the time. Justin, can you be more well-behaved than me?
Probably.
Oh, well, that's sure. Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
I thought it was a good game. I mean, I thought we played well, and I did check the replay. He was offsides.
Fuck you. Also, did you not think the first half was, like, really back and forth lily ball again? I just am not entertained by our first half for the most part. It has happened for the second time. Do you think that's what we're going to see from now on?
I think that is what we're going to see from now on, but I can't complain with a final like this.
All right, but I still don't like boring first halves.
You don't have to. I'm not asking you to.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
Bye, Bill.
Later.
Justin has volunteered Kurt to talk to me, that poor, poor man. Kurt, what did you think of the game?
Thought it was a bit of a slow first half.
Thank you.
Although we did have it in, the attacking end for a lot of that half, but didn't really create much. But certainly an exciting end. No complaints with how we finished the game, so good to see.
We do like a win. Have you sat with the Steel Army before?
I have not.
Are you excited to sit with the Steel Army again?
I think I prefer the view from a different angle, but I will not be opposed to sitting with the Steel Army again.
I mean, I guess we'll take that as an answer. You've barely passed the test. Good job, Kurt.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, I'm accosting Bridget, who is one of my favorite people, I'm not gonna lie. So whatever you hear from her, you better like it. Bridget, you've sat with the Steel Army for a second time. Do you regret any of your decisions?
Absolutely not.
I appreciate that. What did you think of the game on the field?
The game on the field was very compelling. We won, which is really exciting.
True.
So anytime you see athleticism and your team win, it's always a win-win for you as a fan.
She is very diplomatic. I still think the first half was a little boring. Bridget, will you come back?
Hell yeah.
Is it just because you have season tickets?
No.
Good answer. Thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.
This evening, our ball boys were Arlo and Alex. They did a very good job. I think they paid attention at least 90% of the time. I did see some bouncing of the ball, guys. However, what did you think of the play on the field?
It was fast-paced and it was better than last season.
No, I think the team's gotten improved significantly. I'm really sad that we lost Corey.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? You just had to bring that up. All right, let's talk about the good points of this game. Do you think that we were offsides, or do you think we should have won 2-0?
Doesn't matter. We got the win.
It doesn't really matter, but I honestly think we're onside.
Our ball boys are pragmatists, and I can appreciate that. Thank you both for participating. Any last words?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye. I forgot I'm supposed to say something about Tuffy and balls, but that's all I'm going to say.
Tuffy,
I warned you.
Balls.
Oh, God, I warned you. This wasn't going to be PG. All right, Alex, what did you think of the first half that I thought was boring?
I mean, it just seemed really slow. Like, we got a couple really good chances, but we just kept running into a wall. We couldn't really get past them too much, so it just kind of laid out flat, and it wasn't really interesting. Nothing really...
I know that the first time we supposedly got a goal was offsides on the other end of the field, but what did it feel like in the Steel Army?
I mean, it felt like we scored, and that was the first goal I would have been here for this year, so it was kind of exciting, but, I mean, we still won at the end of the day, so that's all that really counts.
So you're also very practical.
Yes.
All right, you and the ball boys can go have a practical party.
I like that.
All right, guys, we're going to go find some people on the field. See you later.
Ball!
I don't know what's going to happen. Ernie wants to participate. He's dressed as Pikachu, sort of. Ernie, what's happening?
So, remember whenever we used to do the we're going to win the league chant?
Yeah.
You remember whenever we did it facetiously?
Yeah.
We're actually doing it seriously.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there's something you've learned from Ernie. We're doing it seriously. Ernie, anything else?
Why you gotta be so mean to me all the time? All the time. I'm not your husband.
Oh, truth hurts. I have found a stranger to me. His name is Phil. He has on a kit shirt, which is fantastic. Oh, He is on a Sala shirt. He is very hip and or with it. What did you think of the play on the field?
I mean, the first 70-some minutes was...
We are very articulate. He is distracted by a ball hitting the stands. Are you going to finish that thought?
The first 70 minutes were, all right, but we got the goal, and that's all that matters. I mean,
everyone is so fucking practical this game. I cannot stand it. All right, I'm going to find some new people. Bye, guys. All right, I have left the stands. I'm going to stop interviewing Steel Army members because they're very fucking practical this evening. Katie, I found you on the field. Where did you watch the game from this evening?
I watched it from the stands with everybody else.
In the grandstands?
Yes.
All right, how did it look from the grandstands?
I mean, it looked good. I don't know. I've seen better games before.
Listen, Katie knows what's happening. I appreciate her honesty. How do you feel about the win? Do you feel really good, or do you feel like, thank God we got it?
I feel like thank God we got it. I mean, it was towards the end of the game, I was hoping we got some more goals early on, but it was an awesome goal by Toby, so, it's awesome that he got it.
I like this woman. I think we should interview her more often. Katie, thank you so much for playing along.
Of course. Thank you.
I'm here with Melissa, who I accosted before the game at a tailgate. I offered her some Jell-O. We'll leave it at that.
Just regular Jell-O.
Just Jell-O that Maria just makes delicious.
It was fantastic.
All right, Melissa, you sat with the Steel Army. You dealt with the craziness.
Oh, yeah.
You saw us pull some smoke for not a goal because we were offsides, supposedly.
I love it, though.
You love the smoke?
Absolutely. I've been to a lot of, MLS games.
Okay.
And smoke bombs are not allowed. So it's really nice to be at a level where it is, where they still appreciate that sort of atmosphere.
And how did you feel about the atmosphere overall?
Oh, my gosh, fantastic. It was really great to see, grassroots level almost. It was really fantastic. Everybody's really here for the game as opposed to just the image.
And that's fantastic. So how did you feel about the play on the field? Was it fast? Was it slow? Could you pay attention? Were you really upset by the offsides? Because I'm really upset by the offsides.
For sure. I don't think that should have been a thing. But the pace, it was slow and fast, kind of a little here and there, but it was really great pace overall. Really appreciated it. I actually called it 1-0 at the beginning of the game. Someone asked me, what do you think it's going to be? And I said, 1-0 Hounds. And lo and behold, there we go.
Melissa, do you have a Twitter so we can follow you when you call this next game?
I actually don't, but I'm on Instagram.
All right. Well, we're just going to have to get her to post to the Steel Army at Steel Army. Post your predictions. We'll pay attention.
I'm like that octopus.
Oh, see, she's got it going on. Thank you so much for playing along.
Thank you.
I found a young man named Mark. He also sat in the Steel Army section. Mark, you're out on the field. You're dealing with all of these children. How do you feel after the game? Was it okay?
I think it was a great game. I want to see the replay of the first goal that was called offsides to see what that was. But I think the River Hounds played a great game. My first game here at Highmark Stadium, sitting with the Steel Army, and it was a great experience. Definitely coming back. So I think Pittsburgh has a good team pushing for USL. Hopefully playoffs is where we're going to go. So I think today was a good...
We damn well better.
Oh, definitely. I think after last season with the new rebranding, everything going like that, playoffs are kind of the minimum requirement of what everyone's expecting. So today I think was a good show of where it's a tough game. We fight through the majority of the 90 minutes, come out with a big goal at the end, and we can show with our home support here, we can come away with 3 points. So it was a great match.
Fantastic. I'm so glad you came out to the game. You're going to sit with us again?
Oh, definitely. We were already talking. In a few weeks when you guys are back here home, we're here again. So this is our first match. All of us had a great experience, and we'll definitely be back for the rest of the season.
Perfect. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. I have convinced Carrie to talk to me very generously. I really appreciate your time because the kids are walking off the field. It's the end of the night. Things are wrapping up. You've dealt with all of this. The full game.
Yes.
You've dealt with all of the children on the field. How do you?
Most of them are mine.
Oh.
Three out of all of these are mine.
All right. Well, I was worried that Carrie had a lot of kids, but apparently only three. All right.
Three is a lot.
You're not lying. I don't have any, so I feel like that's a really a lot. Carrie, how did you feel watching the game? What emotions did you feel?
It was pretty intense. I felt like it came down to the very last, what was it, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
So it was intense. And didn't we have a goal called back?
Right, we were called offsides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Baloney.
You say baloney, I say bullshit. It's the same thing. It's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I forgot what kind of podcast this was.
Yeah, not PG today.
Okay, right.
Mike, remember, not PG. Mark it.
Yeah, it was so much fun to watch, though. It was a lot of fun. It's fun to bring the girls here and watch the game, too.
Good. So do you come to a lot of games?
This is probably our 4th game. I have 2 soccer player kids, so they enjoy it, so we bring them out.
Perfect. Will you be back, and will you maybe Absolutely. Let your kids come and play with the Steel Army if we tell them not to curse when they come home?
We've actually spent half of a game down there, and we were like, oh, guys, maybe this isn't our section. Let's walk the kids away.
Yeah, Carrie understands what's going on with the Steel Army. She gets
they're
it.
They're fun. They're so much fun. That's if you don't have kids, that's the place to be.
All right. Thank you so much for ending my podcast. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.